AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says there will be major U.S. sanctions against Russia over the death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
What you'll see in this package that we're going to be announcing Friday is a set of sanctions, a regime that not only is designed to hold Mr. Putin accountable for now 2 years of war in Ukraine, but also specifically supplemented with additional sanctions regarding Mr. Navalny's death.
Kirby says it's not been determined how Navalny died, but insists the ultimate responsibility lies with Vladimir Putin. A court in Moscow ruled today to keep Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich in custody, pending his trial on espionage charges that he denies. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley has what's being described as a major speech today in South Carolina. She tells the AP,
"No, I am not going to be dropping out."
Haley's team is bracing for a home state embarrassment from Donald Trump in South Carolina's Republican presidential primary Saturday, but she plans to move on.
"We don't want someone to go in and just get 99% of the vote. I think we need to have people's voices heard. And a lot of that is the fact that 70% of Americans say they don't want a Trump-Biden rematch. That's a real number."
Haley says she is not going anywhere until at least after Super Tuesday. The Alabama Supreme Court ruled frozen embryos created during fertility treatments can be considered children under state law. The Biden administration announced it's distributing another $5.8 billion for water infrastructure projects around the country, paid for by one of its key legislative victories. The U.S. vetoed an Arab-backed U.N. resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war in the embattled Gaza Strip. The vote today in the 15-member Security Council was 13-1, with the United Kingdom abstaining, reflecting the wide global support for ending the more than four-month war. This is AP News. An unusual criminal trial starts this week in New York over ownership of handwritten lyrics to songs by the Eagles. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the story.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Lyrics to Hotel California, Life in the Fast Lane, New Kid in Town, and other Eagles hits came into the possession of Ed Sanders, a writer working on an Eagles biography that was never published. He sold them to rare book dealer Glenn Horowitz, who sold them to former Rock and Roll Hall of Fame curator Craig Inciardi and memorabilia seller Edward Kozinski. Horowitz, Inciardi, and Kozinski are charged with conspiracy to possess stolen property and other charges. They're accused of coming up with different stories of how Sanders acquired those lyrics. Don Henley of the Eagles told a grand jury he never gave Sanders the lyrics. Henley is expected to be a key witness between tour stops. Sanders has not been charged. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.